Hi, my name's Sean Chaler. That's my friend Chris Board, a.k.a. The Objective Geek. He's the one doing the evil bad guy chair turnaround thing right now. You know, like when they do the big reveal and it's just Dr. Evil. His name is Dr. Evil. I knew he was the bad guy. And welcome to Avatar The Last Podcasters. Today we're going to discuss our team avatars. We're going to build blind rank, blind build our team avatars. It's going to be great. And I hope it's great. Because I'm testing a new recording software, and if it's not great, you'll never see this, and that makes this whole conversation moot. But welcome. Before we get into that, Chris, how are you? How you doing? What have you been up to?
I've been doing... The biggest thing I'm up to is some reorganization of my man caves. Hence why you see my Avatar collection, along with Avatar posters. Some that I've had for a while that I just haven't hung up. Because I haven't had a spot for them.
There are some new posters now, up there.
Yeah. Some I got from Comic-Con, Planet Comic-Con last March, or whenever it was.
Yeah, posters that I watched you buy and then have not seen since. Let's go that way. Yeah.
Even I looked at it, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot how great this poster looked. Like, I love that Kyoshi one there. It's funny, my daughter just finished reading the Kyoshi book, and she loves Kyoshi and Rangi, and she did, yes.
Awesome. It must be.
I think he liked it.
It must be cool to read it. Like, we read it at our age, and she's reading it at her age, and I'm just curious as to the difference of opinion or the difference of imagination and things like that.
That's the thing, is I'm not sure how... She doesn't enjoy reading. She reads fine. I mean, you know, she's great at math and science and stuff. Really great at math. So it's hard to gauge teenagers' interest all the time unless they just fangirl out about something.
It is.
Should I should be a teenager tomorrow? Tomorrow, oh my gosh, I'm a teenager.
That's wild. Congratulations. That means you've been a dad for teenage number of years.
Yeah, I'm in my teenage dad years.
Your teenage dad era. That's exciting. Yeah. You know, it's fun that, like, we started our podcast maybe just a little after a podcast, a retro gaming podcast I listen to. I only listen to one podcast, and it's about retro gaming, and it's called Retro Warriors. And I've kind of, like, listened to his daughter grow up, so to speak, which is just amusing, because sometimes on a drive, I'll scroll, like, 100 episodes back and just pick something random, and it'll be like, yeah, today my daughter, like, bit through my Sega Dreamcast cable. Or something, you know, like, it's like a small child. I was like, didn't she just, like, turn 13 yesterday? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's because I spun it back 8 years. Anyway, it's kind of interesting to, like, the scope of time is wild.
Yeah, oh, yeah, time is freaking relative. You learn that the older you get. Mm-hmm. Of, like, it's just... And time, and then you learn about, like, scientific application of time. It was like, nah, time's not strict at all, according to scientists. That stuff is fluid.
Yep. But, our perception of time is not consistent from moment to moment.
I always love that meme of, like, Interstellar, like, so-and-so, they're still on the planet. And they have, since Interstellar came out, they're still on the planet.
My favorite thing about time is when I'm at work and it's like 3 p.m. And then I put my head down and I work really hard for 2 more hours. And then I look at the clock and it's 3:30. It's incredible. It's a paradox. Chris, the wall looks great, though. It looks great. And I think it's awesome that your daughter finished a book, because at her age, I did not really finish books per se if I did not have to.
I kind of made her, though, to be honest. I gave her that as a summer project. She had to do a book report and stuff. Okay. So, cool.
One good book across a whole summer. That seems fair.
Yeah. But yeah, in the middle of moving a bunch of stuff around, but I think it would make the basement more cohesive. Cause before, like, I had Avatar stuff up against Batman posters and, like, you know, this is better, and now my comic books up there, my long boxes, and then put some Batman movie action figures right up against the posters. And then I got this new huge Christian Bale one for one Kyle from McFarlane. That's a freaking.
That's sick.
This thing here.
But that's awesome.
You can't wear it, but it's just like a big statue. Oh. If only I had a huge statue. This one thing they say it's one for one.
It's
I think
too
it's
small.
Slightly bigger
that's
than
too
that.
Small of a head. Unless Christian Bale has a really small head, which he might. I don't know. He's not a huge guy. I know my noggin wouldn't fit in there. Looks great, though.
Oh, it's hard. But yeah. So that's one of the reasons why I had to move stuff around so that I can display. So I also have, I think you might have seen the Michael Keaton one that I have. If you haven't seen this one, this is the Michael Keaton one, which is, I think, slightly smaller. I'm not sure. But yeah, so I have two of them. Then my daughter had the audacity, because I just got the Dark Knight one, to be like, why'd you buy another one? They're the same. I'm like, what are you talking about? These are two completely different.
Did you do something to upset her that day? Like, was she just trying to stab you specifically in the heart?
Yeah. And then I went through and explained the difference between and my interactions with them and stuff. So, anyway.
Emotional
damage. That's also part of why I had to do some rearrangement. But I've been meaning to do this for the longest time so I can get an Avatar corner. I still got a couple other things to hang up. But I like it. I like Avatar having its own corner. It's although like it shares the anime stuff with it, but...
I mean, you gotta make stuff fit somewhere. But no, it looks great. Looks great. I spent this week rearranging things too, but it was mostly digital files on my pool of HDDs. And I don't know why. It's really gratifying. Whatever kind of neurodivergence I have, the itch gets scratched real good by stashing files in organized folders on HDDs. And so that's been surprisingly fun. And then also I can't explain in numbers just how many different like old small hard drives from old laptops and old USBs and old disks that I have had like just with stuff on them. And now they're all in one place. And if the house catches on fire, they'll all be gone, but they all would have been gone anyway. I don't have a cloud backup. I don't know what...
Sean, I worry so much about floods. Those floods in Texas. And I'm just like, ugh. All my stuff will be ruined.
I don't know if they're prepared for that stuff in Texas, though, you know?
That's true.
I just don't know if they are, but, you know.
And also, I think Kansas is less likely. Like, how likely is the Kansas River going to flood over?
It's not going to catch me. I don't know about you.
Well, you will have to deal with the Missouri River.
Yeah, I don't think it's getting, it's getting this far.
Yeah.
But I do know that the one thing, so my Switch games would be in danger, right? My video games would be in grave danger. But at least I could pick up my PC, right? I could unplug the PC if it started flooding and save this part that I'm doing right now. Can't really fire. Probably wouldn't do it in a fire. I'll probably just let it burn. But if it flooded, I'd be like, I'm not going to die in the basement. It'd be okay. Anyway.
Fire. I'd rather have a flood than a fire.
I would too. There's so much more I feel like I could do.
I could salvage them. Yeah.
But, that being said, don't leave candles unattended in your house. This has been Safety Show with Chris and Sean. Anyway, Chris, you said there was a bit of news before we blind build our Avatar teams.
Yes. So, a little bit of... So, Mike Bryan did an interview with IGN, and they revealed a little bit of news about the movie, the Aang adult movie, and also the Avatar Seven Havens. First up, Avatar Seven Havens with Avatar Hovey, as they pronounce her name. I'm going to assume that's how it's correctly pronounced. And that they said it's going to be like Lost. In a sense of like, you got a lot of questions on what's happening and stuff. Why the world is the way it is. Also, it's more high fantasy. So I just found that like a little interesting little bit of stuff. You know, it allows a different type of care, a different type of setting. And I love Avatar Chain. And Mike and Brian, you know, just in the interview, you know, they like to change things up because they get bored.
I know this is going to sound sacrilegious, but the farther we get into like high sci-fi, the less interested I get in stuff. And so this is the only place I get to say this, but like, thank God for the apocalypse. Am I right? Fresh slate.
Yeah. Because that means the natural progression is to get more sci-fi. Like, sure, they already had.
That's how life goes, yeah. And I don't like prequels either that much, right? So it's like, well, we can't make him happy if we go backwards. We can't make him happy if we go forward. What if there's a cataclysm?
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike and Brian.
So yeah, so it'll be interesting of them building a mystery, like an Avatar mystery show. Like that, that's a different approach to it. Because also it's going to be the whole mystery between her and her twin and how that's going to deal. They haven't even officially announced. No, they did announce a twin. Never mind. That was official. They just haven't shown an image of the twin.
Did I already do my hot take of that? Chris, I think the twin is going to be an enemy, but my hot take is that I don't think there's going to be anything avatarily special about the twin. Right? I don't think that... I don't think any dual avatars or anything, but I do think she's going to at least start out as an enemy until they find a common enemy and they got to work together or something at the end. That's right.
I wouldn't go as far as enemy, like maybe a little either antagonistic or combativeness.
Like an anti-hero and a regular hero or something like that kind of?
It's hard to say, because I mean, I don't know how old she is in the show. Probably she looks 10, but she looks younger than Aang.
I was gonna say a smidge younger than Aang. If that does that put you at 10?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 10 or 11, somewhere around there. Yeah.
We'll see.
So that along with that, they won't be the showrunners for the show. So you know, they were the showrunners for both shows. But, like, I mean, they're the heads of Avatar Studios. They are just kind of giving people projects and kind of go from there, which is good, which is smart. Also, you get a chance to get different people's styles and things like that. I'm all for it.
I'll reserve judgment. Like, I'm for the principle from a creative perspective, but at the end of the day, if it's not good, I'll look back and say, man, I wish they'd have been the showrunners. And I don't want to eat my words. So, reserve judgment. I mean, I get it, right? I completely understand. But that's
cool. Although James Gunn is the head of DC Studios, and he writes and directs. Like, he wrote and directed Superman. He's writing other projects and stuff, and will direct more and more movies. Anyway.
Yeah.
Different.
That was a really good episode. This was my favorite season of Rick and Morty, but the episode of Rick and Morty with him and Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder. Yeah.
That was a
good one. I don't watch Rick and Morty. I watched some of those clips, and I enjoyed those clips. Also, I enjoy the Snyderverse is probably the most. Are they worse than Star Wars fans? No, Star Wars fans are worse. Definitely worse.
I think just especially because there's so, I mean, there's probably so many more Star Wars fans than Snyderverse specific fans. Because like if you ask me, is like Sean, do you like DC? I'd be like, yeah. And like, do you like Snyder movies? Like, not usually.
Thing is, I would defend like Man of Steel, and Justice League. The Snyder Cut, I think it's an amazing film. It's excessive. Like, if one word to describe that movie is excessive.
Hashtag extra.
It works, and it works in a way. It works in a way that is not really a movie. Like, it is almost a six-part
miniseries.
It's hard. BVS, I am not as of a defender. I've I've done a whole character arc around BVS myself. I think that movie honestly ruined the whole DC universe. Like, that's the biggest misstep of the whole thing. But anyway,
regardless of our opinions about the movie, you can't slap Batman vs. Superman on the title of a movie and then have that movie flop. Even if we liked it, you can't do that and expect, like, we'll recover from that. You know,
the thing is, it's like, it made money. It made $870 million, but had it been a good movie, like, I'll take that back. Had it been a popular movie, it would have made, like, 1.5.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and also, you can tell that it wasn't a pop movie because the week over week, it wasn't holding. Like, it was just dropping and dropping. It's so, like, they made so much up front, though, that they still... And so, also, you can't... Like, that movie... Man of Steel wasn't meant to launch the universe. Man of Steel was like, hey, we're just telling a Superman story. And then BVS was meant to, like, launch the universe after they saw Marvel stuff. But, like, you can't launch the universe with a very dark movie, and you kill Superman, and you make Batman 40, 50 years old who kills people and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like if you just... I was going through this thought process today of, like, man, the DCU would have been so freaking successful if you just remove BVS and you go Man of Steel, a Superman sequel, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, because Wonder Woman made, like, $850 million. Wonder Woman made, like, $850 million. Aquaman made $1.1 billion. And, like, if you just carry... And then you make a Batman movie with a, you know... a Batman that's can appease fans.
Better.
Then you make a Justice League movie. They would be in a great shape.
I just
anyway.
BVS is like the equivalent of putting all your cards on the table at the selling out at the trade deadline. Like, we're going for it at the trade deadline. You make the big trades, and then you get to the playoffs, and maybe you lose in 7 games in the first round. It's like, well. It wasn't bad, but, you know, you called it Batman versus Superman, and then that's a big swing. That's all I'm saying. But I am excited I haven't started yet, but I am excited to watch all the Superman videos and then movies videos. I sound like an old person. All the Superman movies, and then do a video with you and John where we rank them all.
I'm so excited because I know me and John have different opinions.
I'm sure my opinions will be very not standard and the least credible, but that's what'll make the video spicy. There'll be 3 different flavors in there.
I don't know how we got on that topic.
Either.
Oh,
James Gunn. That's why.
My point was, the Snyder fandom. Is one of the, like, Snyder Bros, not people who love Zack Snyder, but, like, Snyder Bros who just feel like, no, he's the one that has to tell this story. And, like, everything else.
Genius, and this is the way. And
It's, and then you have some James Gunn fans, a much smaller James Gunn diehard fans who are combating them can be annoying also, but they're not, they haven't reached the levels, and nor probably will they ever. But it's like, James Gunn and Zack Snyder are actually, like, good friends. Like, Zack Snyder, they made a movie together. James Gunn wrote one of those movies that Zack Snyder, one of his first movies that he directed. And, like, they're good friends. Like, they talk to each other about stuff. They both did those voices in Rick and Morty. Like, those weren't random people. Those were them doing their own voices for each other. And they can make fun of each other, yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me at all if they were both Rick and Morty fans. Just the stylings in there, I'd believe it.
Yeah,
good episode.
Anyway, other slight news about Avatar. I wouldn't say slight news, kind of big news. So the Legend of Aang movie coming out. Steven Yeun, you know who Steven Yeun is? I believe I'm saying his name right.
I don't.
From Walking Dead, He's from The Walking Dead. He voiced Avatar 1.
Okay.
He is in Invincible.
Okay.
Have you watched Invincible?
It's been a long time.
Okay, he plays the main character, Invincible. He will be in it. He'll be in the Aang movie, and he will be voicing Zuko. Which is interesting, because I was under the impression that Dante Bosco was going to come back and do Zuko, because I know they redid the whole cast to make it also more appropriate to races and stuff. And but I was like, well, Dante Bosco can just come back and do the voice. But I probably understand from a point of like, well, hey, we got to market this movie, and like, we need some bigger names. And also, you might just want a different voice anyway, so it can be its own thing. And so there's various reasons why you might change the voice for Zuko, even though Dante Bosco is there and available and would gladly do it.
Yeah, I have no issue with shifting gears for stuff like that. I'm not super familiar with Steven Yeun, but
Dante Bosco has like rasp to his voice a little bit in there, and Steven Yeun doesn't really have that, and so I wonder like will he be trying to match Dante Bosco's voice? Because Dante Bosco isn't voicing a teenager. He's just kind of using his own voice and Zuko, and so it's not like, oh, we gotta age it up or anything. It's like, no, that's just
that he not try to match it, right? Just do your own thing, your own interpretation. Like, that's the point of getting somebody different, in my mind. But also, I feel like Dante's voice would be a little tough to imitate. I'm not even horribly fond of Dante's voice. Like, I'm not sad or happy that it's not him. I just, like, all right. The rasp is unique and distinct.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the slight news.
I surely wouldn't try to replicate it. But, cool. Chris, we're going to do... I'm going to call it blind ranking, but it's not really. What we're going to do is we're going to build our team avatars as if we are the avatar. But our team avatars are consisting of only other avatars. It's avatarception. But Chris, does that presume then that you and I are each a bending type, or are we picking four? Like, are we picking three and we're one, or are we picking four?
We're picking four.
Okay. I was gonna say, we'd just as well do one each way. I think three would allow more variance, and we would just have to defer to, like, well, I always say I'm an earthbender, and you always say you're an airbender, so we would just make that presumption. But maybe we'll have time for one of each. I don't know. We'll see. All right, Chris, well, I'm sharing, or at least sharing. I'm recording, if it's hopefully recording, the beautiful rankings sheet. Which does not make a whole lot of sense because we're not actually ranking, but we'll just go back and forth, right? So, like, I'll get the first one, and I'm gonna assign it a bending category, and then you'll get the next one, and so on and so forth. Sound good?
And you're able to randomly select just within avatars?
Yeah, I'm randomly selecting avatars. The rest of the ranking sheet won't do the other things that we use it for, but it's gonna pick our avatars randomly. So. Long as there's at least eight. Do we know eight avatars, Chris? Is that a good question?
There is exactly eight.
Pavi, Zeto, Kyoshi, Yangchen, Kurok, Roku, Aang, Korra. There's nine.
Yeah. Now there's nine. Yes. Uh-huh. Before there was, yeah.
And we are, not that it'll matter a whole lot, but we are assuming Pavi is exactly average, because that is what average is the thing that somebody is most likely to be. And that's the information that we have on her.
Oh, she's 10. And probably no training. She hasn't had much training, but I could be wrong.
I hope the earthbending slot is open when she pops up. But Chris, I'm gonna go first, and let's snake draft. That way we go like a little more fair division. So I'll go first, but then we'll snake, so you'll do twice. Here goes. Yeah. I got Yangchen. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was going to say, and we're able to, are we able to, like, if Yangqing comes up again for me.
She won't.
Okay. So, like, I won't even get a chance to get Yangqing.
Correct.
Okay.
So I got Yangqing, and I mean, I'm going to default. I want her to be my airbender. For sure. For sure. All right. So, Chris, you're going to get the next two. Here's your first one. Kyoshi?
Interesting. She's not actually that great of an earthbender because it's mostly her strength.
But the power there, Chris. The power.
No, Kyoshi, I am choosing water. Water.
Interesting.
Because she knows how to heal, but she also knows how to bloodbend a little bit.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, you're going to get this next one, too, and it is Aang. Got Aang next.
Oh, got to go air. Bang.
I think that's only... Yeah. Air. All right. I've got Zeto.
We're also doing non-bender also. Doing the four elements and the non-bender.
Wait.
That's not enough. Never mind. We can do that next time if we adjust it the way I was thinking originally in my head. We can keep going.
Okay. I got Zeto, and I just don't think we know enough about him, but I do know that, you know, my only other Fire National being Roku, you know, like, all right, whatever. So I think I have to risk putting Zeto as my Firebender, is my point. my Fire Master. Number three for me, Puvy. Crap. I mean, I guess Earth. Like, what if she's completely untrained in every other regard? All right, Chris, here's your third pick. You got Roku.
Let's see. Yeah, let's go fire.
Yeah. Okay. Roku, fire. And then, last but not least for you, Kurok.
Quirk. Man,
you only have Earth left, but it's fair to say he's probably a reasonably good Earthbender, right?
Yeah.
And I only have water left, so let's get a waterbender. I got Wan, which you know, fire I guess would have been better. Does Wan even bend water? Do we have any evidence?
Yeah.
When he actually uses it. Okay, so listen, this looks rough for me because of Puvy. And then I think that we see the fewest feats of strength from Wan, maybe other than Puvy or Zeto. And I also got Zeto, who we know so little about. So I have a real bad draw here. I think that one's yours easy. Chris, any dispute to that? Any notes here?
Nah. I was already feeling good where I was at. Go down again. My water's Kurok.
Your water is Kyoshi? And was your air. So, like, the only thing you could have done better was, it's fair to say that Kyoshi's a great waterbender and Kurok's a great earthbender, but, you know, if those had flip-flopped, like,
I didn't, all right. That's funny.
Yeah.
Then I flipped those two.
Nope, I just got a real, real gross draw. Let's delete selections here. Chris, so you want to do three benders and then a non-bender?
Well, are you able to do it to where we can...
The non-bender won't be randomized in. We'll have to do the three benders first, and then we'll have to do the random non-bender each after that. So
no, I was asking, is there a way to do it to where we could get the same... Potentially get the same... But then we're just kind of putting...
I would have to do all mine first, and then you would have to do all yours first. Or all your second, or vice versa, right? We'd have to do them all, and then erase, and then start over, which is fine.
Sure, we got time to do it all. We got time to do it all different ways.
Yeah, let's do it. So,
yeah, you go ahead.
Chris, let's do... do you want me to go... We'll do all at once, so that we can potentially get the same. We'll do four benders, four avatars. Do you want to go first or second?
I will go second.
Okay. I'll go first. My first selection, I got Kurok. I trust Korra's. They're both great vendors, but I trust Korra to have more value in one of the other areas. So I'm going to go Kurok with water. My next one, I got Juan. Again, I'm not crazy about the other firebenders, so why not? Juan can be fire. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yang Chin, great. This is looking great. I'm going to go air. And then my last one, Seto. Ah, that hurts. Seto's my earthbender, which you can just no evidence outside of our personal headcanon, which is kind of funny. All right, so I got...
And then do a non also.
And do a non. All right, let me clear my selection thing here and do a non-bending. Bender type. And non...
Oh, no, I meant select an avatar as, like, your...
Oh, I was going to select a non-bender person, because what is an avatar as a non-bender?
Some are good. Like, Korra is still a great non-bender.
It's too late. I already cleared them all. Too late.
You don't have to do it. All right, my turn.
No, I still want to select a non... I still want to select a non-bender. Because I think that sounds fun. No, Bender. Let's make it. I got Mai or May, whose name I never can pronounce, but great. She's my non-Bender. All right, Chris, let's reset real quick and go here.
Do you remember your selection?
Yeah, I've got them written down.
Okay.
Got them typed out. All right, so Chris, your first one. Korra.
Nice. I am putting Korra in Earth. So I can learn how to metal bend.
Okay. Your second selection, Kyoshi.
Put her in water.
Go back to water? Okay.
What I keep doing?
Go back to the well. So I can learn how to blood bend. Zeto. Fire or air.
Wait. Oh, man. Actually, I would have chose Earth for him. He knows how to lava bend.
Oh, he does. Well, then I'm looking extra good on mine, actually. I feel great.
Oh, but did you select him for Earth?
Yeah. I had to. I didn't have a choice.
No. Oh, dang it. My bad. Stupid me.
You fire. Idiot. No. You're putting him in fire?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you could use somebody good at air. And you got Yang Chin. How about that?
There we go.
All right, and then let me reset real quick to get your non-bender. And your non-bender is...
Suki.
Hakoda. Sucker. This one is close. I think the... Because we both have Yang Chin as air...
Okay.
I have Kurok as water, Juan is fire, Yang Chin is air, Zeto is earth. You have Yang Chin is air, Zeto is fire, Kyoshi is water, Korra is earth. Mai is better than Hakoda, but I think that's the least important of the group. Like, that's the least weight to me. Maybe it depends on how much you value Zeto as a firebender versus Juan as a firebender.
Honestly, I would, if I'm being objective here, to my own detriment, one thing I don't have that much to go off of, but I would say Juan has done some great firebending, even not in the Avatar state when he fought Vatu, and also he learned from the dragons, or learned from a dragon spirit, which, you know, the same moves, which helps you out at some point understand the essence of firebending. So I would probably give Juan the advantage with firebending over Zeto.
I'm going to speak an opinion that I think that you will find unpopular, and it is just an opinion. But I still also think that just, like, Korra is a great earthbender, and Kyoshi is a great waterbender, but I firmly believe, and I don't think there's any way to dispute this, that they would be better at their native elements than they are any other element. It's the one they practice with the longest. Even if they get really good at the other elements. Like, no, they were. This is their born element that they trained and knew the longest. It's the most innate.
Oh, I am sure that Korra is a better waterbender than Earthbender. But learning from Korra, I get metal along with it. So yep, it adds some dynamic in my bending. Same with Kyoshi. If I get in close, I can freeze your lungs and kill you. Or, you know. And so that's why I wanted that, so I can just branch out and learn more.
Well, here's the thing, Chris. What if you wipe? Forget the who's fitting which role. Like, we just picked our teams. These are just the four people with us. Without the role, what does that do for you? So if it's just it's not correct water, it's like, no, it's just four people, whatever they can teach me, and also may can teach me how to throw sharp things. What does that do for you?
Well, then I know how to off bend probably, and I'm assuming.
Well, so would so I.
The only time we see that's true.
I think what would give you the advantage there is that Korra and Kyoshi as a duo sound just kind of better overall to me than Kurok and Juan. I think if you took the bending roles out of it.
Because those are the only two that... we both had Yangchen, right?
Yeah, we both had Yangchen and Zeto. And like I said, my Mei better than Hakoda, but like that's probably the least integral.
I'll probably give me the edge there.
If you wipe the bending.
All
right, let's do one more. You're the earth, you're an air avatar. I'm the earth avatar. And so our team should be the three other types and then a non-bender. Am I thinking about that right?
Yeah.
All right. We're just going to do the non-bender first because I'm already here. I went first last time, so you're going to get your non-bender first. Yuyan Archer Jujinta.
Great.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, he's your non. All right, now let's clear that real quick. And there it is. All right, Chris, your first selection is Korra.
Great. I am going. Yeah. Give me Earth again for Korra.
Earth for Korra. Okay. Your second selection is Yangchen. Off to a great start. But you're an airbender, so you gotta throw it somewhere else.
Okay. Man, she's airbending a lot.
Can I suggest water? Does she do the waterbending stuff? On what's his name?
I think I'm going to put her at... Man, I feel like she didn't use fire that much.
Ooh, but in the battle against Old Ironside, isn't there that clip where she, like a sweeping motion across the plane? Isn't there some fire involved in that, too? In that little... Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure.
I don't remember if there's fire, if that's my brain putting that fire there.
Strategically, I'm going to put her in fire, hoping that I get who's left? What element do I have left?
Water, which, you know, you would presumably want like a Kyoshi or a Kurok.
Yes. So I'm going to put her, because I think fire is like, none of them have a sub-bending of fire. And so I'm put her at fire strategically.
Okay. And then overvaluing the sub-bending. We'll see. All right, your last one, Zeto. So Zeto is your waterbending teacher. It's kind of funny. Cool. All right, I'm going to do mine now.
I'm hot with Jujinta.
I'm going to do my non-bender last just because I already have it filtered to avatars. My first one is Korra. And your first one is Korra. You went Earth. What are my chances, Pavi? What if I draw Pavi? You know, no, I gotta stick to my instincts. I'm putting Korra in water. She's an amazing waterbender. Not gonna overthink this. Zeto next, who I'm putting in fire. I'm an earthbender, just as a reminder. Fire. So I need an airbender here. Preferably a good one. Roku is my airbending teacher. That's probably not less than ideal. Do you suppose he picked up anything for them before the genocide? Like, how does
He I mean, he knew Gyatso.
Okay, see, that's something. And then my non-bender is the lieutenant, the nameless one.
Eskrima sticks.
Okay, so Korra water, Zeto fire, Roku air. Didn't really like it other than Roku air. Yours, Korra earth, right? Fine. Yangchen fire, questionable. Zeto water, more questionable. So I still think I win, even though Jujint is way cooler than the lieutenant. Way cooler than the
Yeah,
lieutenant.
I mean, and that was good too. Yeah, I think you won that one.
Chris, one more. Throw something out there. What do you let's rock one more of these.
Let's make a team avatar of everybody.
Okay, just every avatar? Or
Not
every
every avatar of every bender.
bend, so no non-benders. Okay. So I'm gonna filter
Whoa,
to
whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, we can do nine bender if you, once you filter to it, but
okay.
we'll go. I guess we'll have to.
Do you
Well, there
want
won't be any assignment. Well, this will be
Chris?
really random. Yeah, yeah. So like filter to air, and then whoever I get, like I get no. Well, that's just random then. There's no strategic part of that way.
Okay, I have a suggestion. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I have a suggestion of let's do team avatar, but like we're going to blind rank kind of like we normally would. We'll draw one name. I'm going to put it in a spot. You're going to put it in a spot. Benders, non-benders, everybody. So it's kind of a blind rank of everybody, but what it amounts to, Chris, is the top four people in your list. So numbers one through four. That's your team avatar.
All right.
How's that sound?
And we're playing the same rules where we can't place them in the same spot.
Yeah, we'll go old school rules. So there's going to be some oppositional strategy that we have not done yet today, but have done previously.
Yes.
Do you want benders and non-benders or just benders?
Both.
Everybody. All right, this is every single person we have listed. Chris, do you want to go first or second, or do you have no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. I will go first because I like going first, but then keeping in mind we'll snake. It means I also have to go last. So I'll go first. Okay, and the first pick is Asami. Sick. I want Asami in my team avatar. Of course I do.
It's good.
That is good. She's going to be my. She's going to be my number four. She's going to be my bar of getting onto my team avatar. So you can't put her at number four. Where do you put her?
And how many total spaces do I have?
We've got 10 spaces in the top four, the
Okay.
ones that are going to be our team avatar.
All right.
I'd say 5 through 10 doesn't matter, but in my head, that's kind of a tiebreaker, if that makes sense. Like that the order
Yeah.
wouldn't really matter, but just, tiebreaking purposes. That's your bench. One of your teammates goes down, and you got five men up off the bench.
All right. Oh, did you tell me the next one?
No, you just we're using the same old
Oh,
school
I'm
ranking.
sorry.
Yeah,
You're
see?
right. You're
Asami.
right. Oh, yeah. So I have to put her at five.
Okay. So she's just the bar
Yeah.
for barely not making it. Got it. All right, Chris, you got this one, which is Iroh.
Ooh, let's go. Yeah, I'll just put him in number one.
Okay. I was leaning number two anyway, so I think I'm happy at number two. I'm hoping for an avatar at number one. We'll see.
Sure.
My so I put got him at two. the boulder I'm going to put at number... This is everybody. Number 8. The boulder is my number 8.
All right, I'll go number 9.
Number 9. I think that feels right. Chris, you get first Karima.
Oh, yeah, the waterbender. Ooh.
From the Flying Opera Company, yeah. Right?
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. I knew exactly where she was from.
No, I didn't. I'm asking you to clarify for me.
Yes, Flying Opera Company. Karima. I'll put her at 6. I think I can get a better... Man, I haven't put anyone in my... Oh, my gosh.
You've got Iroh there. You're fine. You're fine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do have Iroh.
I'm choosing...
Wait. Yeah, number 6.
I'm going to go 7. It's basically 5 or 7, and I think I can do better. I'm going to go 7. What I'm worried about is we're going to start drawing some non-benders any second now. All right. Big Bad Hippo. He's going to be my number 9. Bad.
Okay.
Chris, you have...
He'll be my number 10.
And so you have 8 and 10 open, if that's helpful.
I'll just go 10.
Okay.
No. We'll go 8. We'll go 8. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Big Bad... Not a single... Oh, we do have a non-bender. It's a zombie, though. That's not fair. Chris, where do you want Jong Jong?
Man, I'm just getting... yeah, he'll go at 4. He's making the team avatar.
Jong Jong. 2, 3, and he's in... 5 and he's out. Chris, we've not gotten a single avatar yet, so I'm feeling risky. I'm putting him at 5. And we haven't gotten like awesome big bad villains or anything yet either. Yeah, 5. I got him at 5. Ming Hua, that's kind of sick. I'm gonna put her at 3. I think I'm not saying she's better than Jong Jong, but now that we're to this number, I think that's not a bad spot.
Yeah, I'm putting her. Putting her at 2. I'm feeling 2. Good.
Okay.
Because I got 3. Wait, I got.
Chris, you have 3.
Oh wait,
7.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'll put her. Oh, but you put her at 3.
Yeah,
right?
I put her at 3, so you can't.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, put her at 2.
So you've got her at 2. Now you have 3, 7, and 10 left. So you've got 1 team avatar spot. I've got 1, 6, and 10 left. So at some point, one of us is going to be able to like screw the other over with the 10 spot, and that's going to be funny. Chris, you get Combustion Man. 3, 7, or 10 on Combustion Man.
Oh, man, I got a fiery... Yeah, I'm going number 3. Yeah.
Combustion Man. All right. Cool. Yeah. I think I have to go 6. I can't put him at 1. That's ridiculous. So he's my 6. I've got 1 and 10. You've got 7 and 10. And it's my turn for Opal.
Good.
For Opal. Opal. Okay. If I put it 10, then you have to put it 7. That doesn't hurt you probably. If I put it 1, then you put it 10. There were 7 or 10. It doesn't matter. So, Chris, I'm going 10. I'm holding out hopes for an avatar, so you have to put Opal at 7.
Yeah, okay.
And now here's your number 10 choice is... Key. She's my number 1.
You said Kyoshi?
No, Key, Zuko's sister.
Okay.
she's my team avatar number 1.
Key?
How do you say that?
Kiki. There we go. Kiki.
Is it? It's. I've got K-I-Y-I. Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sorry. Key. Yes, it's Key. Yes.
Listen, Maybe.
I thought you were laughing, interrupting yourself, saying, trying
no,
to say
Kyoshi. No, I'm laughing because she's the captain of my team Avatar. And number one, I was feeling really good. Like, I was definitely winning just on the difference of having Asami instead of Combustion Man up until that point.
I would say Combustion Man over Asami.
I wouldn't.
He's a combustion bender.
Nah, he's just a big...
Combustion bending is one of the most OP things. He took on all of Team Avatar. They had to run away from him.
But Chris, this is Team Avatar. Are you going to learn something from that guy? Or is he just going to be a piece of crap?
He's part of Team Avatar. He'll figure it out. it's a reluctant working relationship. He talks only through grunts but I somehow figure out what the different grunts mean.
You unlock his potential. Fortunately, we don't have to think too hard about it because Kiyi kind of makes all the difference. You know what? One more. I can't go out on that. One more. Chris, you will go first and last this time. Same rules. Your number one is Pipsqueak.
Ten.
I failed. That's probably right. So I'm going to go 9. Don't overthink this. Alright, I get... Mako. That's good. I'm going to let Mako be my cutoff this. He's going to be my 4 man. I'm feeling okay about Mako.
Mako, great lightning bender. Put him at 3.
Put him at 3? I don't see any issue with that. I think it's a solid place. Kyoshi, there we go.
Good. I'm glad it's early. Don't gotta...
I know. Like,
oh, it's my turn. That's right.
Yeah, big off one. Of mind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, yeah, 1.
1. Yep, I'm going 2. Kyoshi. Alright, I get Korra. Sick. She can be my 1. She can be your 2.
Yeah, that's where
that's
we go.
Convenient. All right, you get
Amon. We already got three of our... Oh, I got Amon?
Yeah, and now I think we got our 4th.
What are your spots?
I've got 3. You've got 4.
Dang it.
Oh, open. You can't
okay.
get him out of my top 4. It's just the order, you know?
Yeah, so I'll put him at 4.
4, okay. I got him at 3. For what it's worth, it's going to be pretty hard to distinguish that one of the other's top 4s, but this has been a way better draw. Alright,
we drew 2 avatars and Amon.
Gotta have a good bench, though. Good bench. So I got Suki is my pick. I'm gonna put Suki at number 7. It's a little harsh, but I think it's right.
I'm gonna put Suki's the best non-bender. I'm putting her at 5.
You really think Suki's better than Asami?
Yeah, we did a whole tournament about it, yeah.
I don't believe it. even though...
She knows how to chi block. She is one of the most agile characters, probably second only to Ty Lee. She has long-range distance weapons. She has short-range distance weapons. She wears armor.
But if you're factoring in weapons, where do you stop with weapons with what Asami has? Like, where do you draw the line?
The whatever they typically wear in like a battle. So I would include the glove for Asami.
Okay. I just think on Team Avatar, on my Team Avatar, having Asami sounds like a peak resource. On my Team Avatar, if I'm globe trotting, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I'm an airbender. I'm making up stuff. I got a bison. factor that into your equation, Sean?
I didn't. You know what? I got to refactor all these numbers. I think I picked Suki first, so you get 1. Another avatar. How about that?
Ah, man. I didn't think we're going to get another avatar. That's why. So, wait.
Your highest available is number 6.
Yeah, so we'll go 6.
My highest available is number 5, and that's why I'll be putting him. I get
that. That might be the I was hedging my bets that because we had like a bunch of avatars that we weren't going to get like another.
These draws have been almost like staunchly opposite of each other.
Chris, like we actually could have waited.
We never could wait, but we could have this time. I got Sokka, and I'm gonna put him at 8, which is just to force you to put him at either 7 or 9. That's really my only logic there.
Nah, you can go 7. He's Pipsqueak is 10. Yeah, go 7.
7 with Sokka. Okay, so you've got 8 and 9 open. I have 6 and 10 open. That's kind of interesting. So, Chris, you get Zhao.
Oh, right. 9.
Great choice. Screw that guy, even if he was good. Zhao, are we going to get somebody? I feel like me putting Zhao at 6 is like a safer choice than putting him at 10.
But either way, I got to put that person at... Oh, wait, no. We can get a good person.
Yeah.
Put at 10 that I put at 8.
But we're so much less like... I'm putting Zhao at 6 because I don't think we're going to draw another great person. But we'll see. I'm putting him at 6. I think we're going to get like a... We're going to get a Kiyi or something at 10 here. Let's see. Oh, June. I'm fine with that. June. It's not perfect, but June at 10 is fine. That puts...
I think that is perfect. Oh, well,
you at 8. I think I win this one by process of the bench. I've got one Suki as number 5.
Yeah.
And then you have one where I have Zhao, which granted Suki's way better than Zhao. But then I have Suki where you have Sokka. And I have Sokka where you have June. And Pipsqueak, Zhao. I think mine's a little closer. Across the bench.
Yeah, we could have took some chances, one of us. I might still think you won, but had we like put Juan in at
having the top 4 all filled out like immediately made it kind of less interesting, like that we had such a clear and obvious top 4 at the gate, but it is what it is. Hey, this has been Avatar The Last Podcasters, where we argue about our fictional friend groups that we're going to travel the world with. And
there's so much more to question, man. His actual name is Philip.
But you wouldn't know that if you didn't travel around with him, you know? It's actually, exactly. Philip
II. There'll be a character arc. There'll be a character arc right before he sacrifices himself for the team because he's learned to grow and admire the team. He'll be like, my real name was Philip. And he jumps off of my Sky Bison, and then he combustion bends the enemy forces that were trying to attack us, and he sacrifices himself. We're like, holy crap, Philip.
The whole time he's just like Groot, like he's just a big, like just a big brawler, and then last minute he's like, it's Philip the whole time. And then as he jumps off, somebody's like, Philip? And he's like, Philip! As he fades into the abyss. And yeah, hey, this has been Avatar The Last Podcasters. My name's Sean. That guy over there is Chris Ford. And you can't see him right now because I'm not on that screen. Let me pull that screen back up. There he is. I'm Sean. That's Chris Ford, a.k.a. The Objective Geek of YouTube and Twitter fame or X fame or Blue Sky fame or whatever other kind of fames he's acquired. You know, I don't keep track of all his fames. And I'll put all the stuff down in the description. And if you could leave us, you know, thumbs ups and likes and comments, we appreciate all those positive interactions with you. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.